It's time to chit chat. I'm Richard. Let's talk about what's streaming, what I'm liking, what I'm not so much enjoying, and maybe even some random tangents along the way. All right, let's chit chat. Happy Star Trek Day, everybody! Coming to you semi-live, meaning by the time I post this, it's Star Trek Day. I'm recording this on Star Trek Day, September the 8th, 2021. They call it Star Trek Day because in the year 1966, on this very date of September the 8th, Star Trek originally premiered on NBC, and 55 years later, to the exact date of today, we are experiencing Star Trek in new forms, in Paramount Plus having multiple series airing brand new episodes, not to mention all the other streaming services out there that still air the original series, Star Trek The Next Generation, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Voyager, Star Trek Enterprise, and the 13 or more films that have come out since that day in 1966. So, I will forward y'all to go to my Star Trek devoted podcast, Turning Trekkie the Podcast. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but my friend and co-host Crystal Tucker and I talk about all Star Trek, and we're starting from the very beginning, from the very episode that aired way back when, The Man Trap, and every Star Trek The Original Series episode. We're through season 2 now. We're going to be going through season 3, then the animated series, then Star Trek fan films, then Star Trek the motion picture and movies, and then Star Trek The Next Generation. We're going in order and we're watching it all. Why do I love Star Trek? I was attracted to it when I was growing up, so I was a young guy back in the day, and I think by the time Next Generation was out and still airing, I was young and I was getting into it, and then I would see reruns of the original series of Star Trek, and I could spot the difference because I was an intelligent young lad of the two shows, because I'm like, one has a captain that's bald and one has a captain with hair, William Shatner, although that's highly debatable if it was real or not, or if it was a hair piece on top of his actual hair, who's to say. But Kirk was presenting as not bald, and then Picard presented as bald, and that's how I knew the difference. And then I remember specifically watching Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise as they were airing brand new week to week, and not just the syndication rerun episodes. Then we had a Star Trek drought. Unfortunately, in 2004, I believe when the fourth season ended of Star Trek Enterprise, we didn't have a new TV show until Star Trek Discovery. And that was 12 years later. We did have the J.J. Abrams movies, and those did help to revitalize the franchise, even if it brought in a newer audience and the content was a little slightly different, alternate dimension of Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. I still was there for it. I still loved it. But after 55 years, especially now in this time where Star Trek is becoming brand new again, revitalized, revamped, And there's even a new animated series called Lower Decks that makes fun of the franchise as it's a part of the franchise. It's... what a time. What a time to be alive as a Trekkie. Can't wait to boldly go where a lot of people have gone before, but where I personally need to go further in the Star Trek universe. Hope you all enjoyed this little walk down history and memory lane when it comes to the franchise. And happy Star Trek Day, honestly. This is the first time I've had a specific podcast to Star Trek, and it's been a lifelong adventure getting this far. Hope you enjoy Star Trek Day, and we will see you, or you will hear me, tomorrow.